Welcome to the STEM Civic Show.
Welcome to the STEM Civic Show. Today we're here with Kira, Maikia, Siani, Ayana, Roby, John, Naya, Mr. Paul, and Mr. Man. I don't know your name, sorry.
Rob.
And Rob.
So what's the opening question?
We're just going to ask how everybody's Thanksgiving was.
Okay, and today we're going to talk about our high school experiences. We're all seniors. This is our last year. We reminiscing. And we're going to just say how our Thanksgiving was. I'm Kira. My Thanksgiving was amazing. I ate a lot.
I could tell.
Ayana, don't let me chew you up on the lawn.
Go ahead. We're going to just let me hear how your Thanksgiving was. What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
I ate.
That's all you did was eat?
Yeah, I ate.
You had a lot of people over?
No, mm-mm.
You didn't cook?
No, I didn't cook.
Oh, my God.
That's my grandma's job.
Oh, wow. Really? It's like that? How about you, girl?
Sion.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
I don't like the holidays, so.
You don't?
So you didn't do anything?
Not even Thanksgiving?
I
don't like any holidays.
You didn't cook?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you like holidays?
Don't like the holidays.
Why?
So I had a bad experience.
No, there's got to be a why. Why don't you like the holidays?
It's none of your business, obviously.
Oh, it's like that.
Attitude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your uncle really didn't cook.
My mom cooked a little bit, but you know she falling off. So. She was mad because nobody wanted to finish eating her food. But
oh, really?
Yep. I wasn't. I don't like Thanksgiving food. Like I don't.
Yeah, just left it.
They eat it, like my brothers and stuff, but I don't like it.
What was it? Like, it wasn't turkey.
Like the regular stuff.
It wasn't turkey, was it? Turkey?
Yeah, the regular stuff. Turkey, macaroni and cheese, stuffing, yams, all that. But I don't like...
You don't like that regular stuff?
I don't like the holidays.
Okay.
I used to make grilled cheese.
You
ate I ate the first day.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, I just get tired of eating the same thing over and over again.
To be honest.
Once a year?
Once a year? How about you, Ayana? What'd you do?
I spent time with my family.
Yeah.
With Robert.
Nah, I was with my mom.
The Karate
she
Kid.
She said that.
Now, when you say you were with your mom, was your dad there too? Or?
No.
No? Okay. Right. Siblings?
Was my sister.
Your sister? Okay. I thought you had brothers too.
No, all girls. Sorry.
Oh, ooh, that's sad.
Oh, no.
No, it's only two other girls.
Okay. How about you, Roby?
My Thanksgiving was all right. It was chill.
How many people?
Just my sisters, my brother, his girlfriend, my nieces. And that was everybody.
Okay. And
baby Fred. Who's
baby Fred? We had like my mom. She go up above and beyond, like decorations, table set, the little things with the placemats.
She set it up, huh?
We had the shrimp platters out.
That's what they came over.
I know you helped cook.
Yeah, I only did a little. My mom, she just, like, when she under pressure, she just be aggravated. So, like, I can't.
You can't be working with that? Okay. How about you, girl?
It was good.
What'd you do? Speaking to the mic.
I stole a little bit of food while they was cooking, you know. I was hungry. I made the cornbread.
You made the cornbread?
Yeah.
How'd it turn out?
It was good. I was waiting for somebody to say it was nasty.
Was it heavy? Was it heavy or light? Do you put sugar in your cornbread?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I made the banana pudding. It was good.
You made banana pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Banana pudding.
Hold up. Did you make banana pudding or did you make banana pudding?
Pudding.
Oh, you made pudding. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's that good stuff. That pudding is like
pudding.
Y'all put
in
that. Y'all put your foot in that.
Okay. How about you, girl?
Since me and Robby are twins, we did the same thing most of the stuff. But I helped out a lot, helping my mom prepare and all that.
So you dealt with your mom's craziness?
She wasn't that crazy because I was cleaning and I was helping like prep most of the stuff.
Okay.
And what else? And I was working a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the one time a year Nye's ever in the kitchen. So
truly is because I can't
make up for it. Did you take pictures?
Pictures?
No. Nye in the kitchen.
But I made the cornbread. Nobody said no.
Well,
right.
We had 18 people at my house. That's the most we've had.
That's an orphan.
It was crazy. But most of y'all know that my father-in-law passed and my sister-in-law passed. So it was.
Both?
Yeah, so yeah, both of them passed this year. So it was an empty tape, pretty empty.
Who,
not
you,
empty in that sense that they weren't present.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Your wife cooked all herself?
My wife, my sister-in-law who came from California helped her. Had a couple
her food,
people
wasn't
bring
it?
Had a couple people bring their own stuff, but girl. I kid you not. It was the best Thanksgiving meal we've had. Ever. For real. It was good.
I hate when people stand on the
problem. I was almost comatose after I finished eating. I was just like, yeah, I was done. But it was good. It was good Thanksgiving. Everybody else? We good?
I want some Alfredo.
You want some what? All right, let's get to it. Let's get to it. All right. Nia, where you going? Yeah, hey. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. All right, it's your senior year. Okay, what's important for you to get done this year?
School in general, just to graduate.
Really applying for college and scholarships. For real, I've been slacking, but that's because I got no motivation and I don't got no support from my counseling.
It's like I'm getting tired.
You getting tired?
Yeah, like,
can't relate.
Ready to go.
Giving up?
You can't. You can't give up already. So now let's go back to Roby. You said you got so much to do, but you're not motivated. Why aren't you motivated?
Cause it's like your life. I always been on top of everything my whole life, and I'm like, oh my god, like I just don't want to do no more, for right now, like.
But the thing is, you got to, so you can get it done and get you ready to go to college, right?
Yeah, I know that. Like, it's really the home stretch right now, but I'm just like overdoing everything.
Like my college essay, I've been working on that since last month. Like, I still didn't finish. Like, I go home, open a computer, look at it.
And I finished mine in like 2 days.
Let me ask you a question. Have you asked anyone for help? I'm talking to you. Yeah. Have you asked anybody for help? You haven't asked me for help.
No, I asked Miss.
Not that I'm going to help you, but I'm just saying.
Yes, you are. I asked my counselor. She helped me a little bit.
Who's that? Who's your counselor?
Miss Woods.
Okay, Miss Woods.
And then, like, I got about
the government that Norman was.
I got about 600 words, but it's not enough.
No. You only have 650.
For real?
Yeah.
To put it in common app.
It don't look like enough.
And you only have 650 words.
Yeah,
650 minimum. Yeah, I mean, you could do more, but 650.
No, to put it in common, that's the max. You can only put
600. Oh, that's
the max? The minimum is 250.
Oh, wow. Oh. I thought 650 was the minimum.
But you need her to edit it and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started.
To be honest.
I started. I didn't finish. What was I writing on? Oh, mine was... like a personal essay. Mine's is going to be the first time I went to the Black Wax Museum.
Okay.
I didn't finish that.
So you just when I went, your experience there?
Because
I want to go to school for African American Studies, so it's like okay. I might as well do it.
That's what one of my nephews did, and he's got his doctorate. He got his.
Oh, let me talk to him. I need that connect.
I will. I'll give you his Andre is his name. I will.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Four.
24.
That's not bad.
24. He got hair on his head.
Yeah,
he can cook.
He can cook.
Okay.
No, I'm not gonna hook you up. Siani, what was your paper about?
None of your business.
Stop. You gotta tell me.
It was personal.
Stop. What was your paper about?
I just told you.
You're not gonna tell me?
Yeah, it was personal.
It was personal?
Yeah.
But you're not going to share it with me?
Why would I share it with you on air? She just said it was personal.
Why are you coming for it so hard today?
Yeah, she been hard at me.
You've been hard on us. You won't call me out on a live.
No,
like,
no. But seriously, how many words was it?
Obviously, I was going over, so I had to keep going back, doing like, taking some stuff out.
Did Miss Woods help
you? 650 words. No.
No?
Miss Buskey helped me.
Miss Buskey?
Where she been?
I emailed her. Everything.
She reviewed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's she at? Is she still using her STEM email?
Okay. How about you?
She got a different email.
Yeah.
My essay was over like the whole time. I had to keep retyping and going back because like once I start typing, I just keep going.
So did you take out the most important stuff?
No. Why would I take out the most important stuff?
I'm messing with you.
So, yeah.
So
but I submitted everything.
So, all right, you guys are doing this. Naya, what college you plan on going to and why? Why that college?
Okay. So.
Ayana, you be thinking too because I'm going to hit up on you in a minute.
So I wanted to be an RN because I was really interested in the human body, but now I decided to be a social worker because I feel like that's a very important field. Plus, it's a broader field so you can know more things and go different places.
Why is it important to you? Why is social work so important?
Because I want to help people and I understand, like, especially in our Black community, it's so hard to talk about mental health or just health anyway, like, any wise, like, anyway, so it's really important to me, and I want people to be healthy. I want people to be happy. Okay. So I feel like I could really help people and help their future to grow and be stronger, whatever.
Okay.
So I chose Rutgers. That's my top school at the moment because TCJ doesn't have it.
Okay. So how far are you going to go? How far are you going to go with it?
You're
gonna
5 years.
5 years? Yeah, to get what?
My master's.
You're going to get your master's? Any thoughts on your doctorate?
I'm not sure yet. I just want to see how this takes me so far. And
the reason I'm saying is when it comes to social work, your doctorate is where it's at. It's a lot of work to get your doctorate. I mean, your master's is good. But what I'm finding out, and you guys are going to find this out too, more and more master's like is becoming the common thing. Okay, master's is now becoming like a BA was. Okay?
How much is a master's? How many years?
It depends on you. Usually to get your master's, you get your bachelor's in 4 years, okay? And you add an additional 2 years for your master's. So you're talking about 6 years for
master's. Oh, man, I could just do that.
But depending on how, you know, you could be...
That's a lifetime.
That's a long time. 6 years is no joke. 6 years is no joke. So, I mean, but you could do it in a shorter time. You can do it in 5 years. But the thing is, you would have to take summer school.
Double major.
You would have to take, summer classes and everything like that and knock it down in 5 years. One of my nephews did that. But that's hard work. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. How about you, girl? With them lips. What you got? What you going to be doing?
Let me see.
Talking to the mic. One of them. Yeah.
I got to hear myself.
You got to hear yourself? I got to hear myself.
Well, you know, I want to go to TCNJ.
To do what?
No, you don't.
I want to go to school for business. Business management.
Why?
I want my own store.
What kind of store?
Clothing, women.
Oh, that should be a corner store.
No.
I don't want no corner store.
So are you going to create your own clothing line?
I want my clothing line first, and then I want to open my
Black
store.
Okay, so in that business, are you talking about, is there going to be any kind of designing in there? Do you design your own clothes? Who here designs clothes?
My brother does. He does anything vinyl. Please follow him on Instagram at Print God.
What's the name?
You just put it out there, didn't you? Go ahead, talk to me.
Find him under Print God underscore. No, Print God. Underscore God.
Go ahead, talk to me. So, what are you going to do with that?
What you talking about?
Your business degree. What are you going to do with it? You're going to do You're going to open up your own store.
Yes.
A clothing line. Okay.
Yes. We're going to incorporate.
So, are you going to besides the business degree, are you going to get some other kind of degree?
I'll be like, I can't deal with stress. And I just know this is going to be stressful already. So I'm like, do I want to go to school for something else? Like, dang.
Yeah, no. Is that what you want to do? Is that your heart?
Yeah.
If that's your heart, then go for it. Huh? You know what I'm saying?
Minor in fashion.
Yeah, minor in fashion, and major in business. Business management, business administration, And if the fashion thing doesn't work out, you know what? You got a business degree and you're in. You can work corporate. You can do the corporate thing.
What is that, a 508 company or whatever?
508?
Whatever is that? A Fortune 500.
Oh, okay. I was like, 508, you're talking about. How about you, Roby? Roby, talk to me.
African-American studies.
I know, but I want more.
Huh?
What are you going to do with African-American studies?
African-American studies, I'm going to do... A lot of schools don't have African-American studies as a major, so I had to do it as a minor, and then my major would be political science to go into activism. But I think I might do sociology with African-American studies.
Okay, so that's three majors you just threw out there, right?
Yeah, but then I just said, instead of poli-sci, I'm going to do sociology with the African-American studies.
But you'll probably get unless you want a minor in sociology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is me. I like the political science point of it because with political science, you can do a lot more. Sociology is one of those fields where you need a doctorate if you're going that route, you need to get a minimum master's in sociology.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing poli-sci then.
Okay.
Political science,
if to do what you're wanting to do, political science is going to be a good catalyst to get you there. That's why I'm saying that. Okay? Not telling you not to do sociology, though.
It just sounds nice. You know you talking.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound nice?
Activism.
What does that look like to you? I'm interested.
Activism. I'm trying to bring back the next Black Panther. That's what I'm trying to do.
What? You trying to go there?
I'm so serious. Y'all think I'm playing.
Why that?
Because we need that foundation back in our community.
What about that foundation? What was good about it?
Everything.
No. Don't use that word.
Everything.
What was good about it?
G Herbo. Everything.
No, tell me. Tell me something specific that was good about it. What did it do?
Just the foundation of it. Like, they built, they united the community. Mm-hmm. We had our own protection against mm-hmm. other people. We mm-hmm. had, they brought WIC. They brought, mm-hmm. like,
less violence.
mm-hmm. Okay.
They brought WIC. Like, they really brought good to community. Like, we used to have Tesla. We used to have our black, like a Black Wall Street, like so mm-hmm. many communities. Mm-hmm. We had, like, I just want all that back, like black okay. unity.
Okay.
The no violence.
No.
I'm gonna get to you.
No.
Keep your thoughts together. Yeah, hey, Yana, talk to me. What you got planned?
He going back.
Hmm.
So he'll make the. What you got planned? Like,
mm-hmm. I wanna be an OBGYN. Mm-hmm.
Let me go.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So where do you go with that? How do you get to OBGYN?
She wanna be.
What's the road? What's the road to OBGYN? As far as you know, I know you're only in 11th, but you know you still need to be thinking about that. Next year you're a senior girl.
I know. I'll do more looking up and tell you.
But do you know at least one way to go, college wise? You at least have to get your sciences right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She gonna look everything up and then change her mind.
No, she's not.
No, I looked some up, but I just don't remember it.
How about you, Siani? What you going to do?
Too much. I don't know.
Thank you.
Didn't you tell me you wanted to get into fashion?
What? See, I can't stand shopping.
You can't stand shopping? What did you tell me you wanted to do?
I could see you being like a writer or something.
It wasn't. Yeah,
like she's a journalist.
I
think she'd be good at writing. Go ahead. Yeah. You want to what?
I am good at writing, but I like creative writing better.
So
I want to minor in creative writing, but I want to major in biology because I want to be a doctor.
Okay.
A doctor. All right.
You know what? I feel like y'all don't listen to me when I talk because I'm done with all
that. I've never heard her say that, though, Ruth.
No, I've heard her say that.
Are you okay? You're a little emotional today.
Because Mr. Paul.
Mr. Paul didn't feed her, so she's mad at Mr. Paul.
I am.
But no, you're going to be a doctor, so what school? You angry, have you picked out a school?
Yeah, I already applied.
Where to?
A lot.
Where?
Ride. Well, I don't want to go to Ride no more, so we take that off the list.
Why? What happened
with
Ride? William
Patterson. All the good science schools in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I went to that little fair and I got into all those like HBCUs.
Okay.
So you want to stay in state?
I just applied there first because I was looking at out of state tuition and it was a little too much.
Yeah, in state.
And I don't mean financial aid going to cover a lot of that. So
school in Missouri, their out of state tuition is only like $5,000.
Well, I don't want to go to Missouri. There's a lot of racist people what's down there. I do not want to go down there.
True.
I don't care. I saw what they was did at Ms. U, and I was not with it.
Ms. U?
Yeah.
Really?
What they do?
University of Missouri. No.
Y'all
know when it was like all those white people came and it was like terrorizing the black people?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, I saw that when I was in my own summer program. I was not with it.
Okay.
So I don't want to go.
In some
down
parts
there.
Like that in the South, you would still get lynched.
I don't know. That's why I don't want to go down there.
It's just disgusting.
Okay, we'll come back to that. So you're gonna stay in state and knock it out and then state.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? That's gonna save you a lot of money.
I go to like Delaware, PA. I apply to some schools there.
Okay. Because you want to be close to home, don't you?
Not really, but like I don't got no money to pay for school, so I'm gonna have to do something.
Well, you know what? It takes some work, but you guys can find scholarships. You know that, right?
No, we don't, because we don't have somebody to help guide us like we're supposed to, and we keep asking. Because I've been done my college stuff for 2 weeks, and I still haven't got all my transcripts in there.
Let me ask you a question. Have you asked the question? Have you gone to your counselor and asked
all
the question?
Her stuff?
Yeah,
me,
they
so
actually
I got
do.
To worry about.
And
yeah, she's like, okay, I'll do it, and then get irritated when you keep asking her.
Mr. Paul, you need to do your recommendation for me too. So,
no, I'm just thinking about the consensus I'm hearing about you guys going to your counselor and not.
She already did my part.
I
feel like if everything was on the comment app, it was easier. But it's still people that wanted to apply. I saw the comment app, and that's the one thing that she just not doing.
Yeah, that's
it's both.
You want to apply outside of Common App?
Yeah, it's a lot of some colleges.
Rutgers, you have to apply outside of Common App.
Yeah, I was gonna apply for Rutgers, but I keep forgetting.
I need my test scores, and I've been asking for them, and she still hasn't gave them to me.
Your SAT scores?
My test scores.
I need my transcripts too, and I need to.
Oh, I got my transcripts.
You didn't ask for test scores, and I don't have that for like.
You didn't ask me my scores.
They asked you for that?
Yeah, Rutgers.
That's embarrassing. I can't. They only need the SAT scores. What are they worried about park for?
No, they ask for everything.
Oh. They do? They ask for park as well?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I like how Mira Marquis wasn't asked about our lives.
Wait, don't you have to
I'm getting ready to.
Or do you get a few waiver from them,
I'm going back to you.
Oh,
yeah, you
no.
But you so, ask my key.
No, you no, ain't got to ask
I'm going to ask you first, and then I'm going to come to my key. All right. So tell me what's
technically,
up.
Technically, it was still on my turn, but...
No. Yeah, she didn't finish. No, she really didn't. She was talking about what school she was going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to the doctor thing, though, because I want to ask you some specific questions about that. I really do. Go ahead. What do you want to do?
I want to be an occupational therapist for pediatric.
You know what? I love it. You have been so consistent.
No, she has
yes,
not.
She has.
I really
for
have.
Like the last like 3 months, maybe. But before no. that, she
I
was
said,
changing.
I found this out
all the time.
She wanted to be a nurse at first.
She wanted to be everything.
But I always knew I wanted to work with kids though that had disabilities. So
that's where you're going to lead that occupational therapist for young kids.
Yeah, pediatric occupational therapist. Okay. So I work with kids that have disabilities. I teach them motor skills and different things like that.
Okay, what kind of disabilities are you talking
so
about?
So like ADHD, deaf kids, autism, Down syndrome.
Okay, okay. So okay, what road are you taking to get there?
So I have to go to college. I have to major in. Some schools have majors for pre-occupational therapy, but a lot of schools don't. So if I don't, then I have to major in kinesiology. If mm-hmm. I can't get that, then I have to do psychology or sociology.
Okay.
Or anthropology.
Okay.
I want to be Temperance Brand.
You want to be a what?
You know, from Bones.
Oh, really?
She's super smart, and she got a lot of money.
I have seen that show. She is super smart. And last but not least, Makia, talk to me. What you going to do?
I mean, I don't know. I keep changing it. I don't know what I want to do, but probably culinary. Because I do like cooking.
You said culinary. Don't
you know what I meant?
Do you like cooking or do you like
I do, but I'm lazy.
Huh?
So
you like eating or cooking?
I used to want to be a chef.
Same thing. I do
pastry chef?
Not really, but it's whatever. I do like both, so it doesn't matter to me.
So have you looked into a school?
No. The only school I know right now is Mercer County.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to start there then.
You are a senior. You don't know what school you're going to go to.
I really don't.
Just Google culinary schools.
There you go.
Right. Like he coming at somebody's throat.
You hurt my feelings right
now.
Hey,
you
hurt mine.
Love y'all. You know where the best culinary schools are at?
New York. Paris.
Huh? Well, I wasn't talking about Europe. I'm talking about in the U.S. Paris too has a good culinary.
U.S. I mean,
New York.
New York. New York or Atlanta.
Miami.
Believe it or not, Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas?
There's a lot of hotels there.
Sure.
They have some of the best.
I want to go to Vegas. They got like a mini
Paris. That's good.
Paris,
no, that's a good field. It really is. That's a money field right there. It really is. If you do it right and you're good, you can make some money. You really can. So
you got to learn to make that fancy stuff.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Filet mignon?
When it comes to colleges, and
that was not
and I'm talking
at
mostly
all.
To my activists over there. When it comes to colleges, what exactly motivates you towards a specific college?
Money.
Is it money? Is it the demographics? Is it the amount of people? I mean, small school, large school? What's
for me?
The men. Oh,
for me,
stuck
it's
on,
about.
Don't play with me.
Today, huh? You're stuck on the men today, ain't you?
Money.
Why you?
It's about how
like
much
that?
It costs, and then it's about like what kind of race for me goes there because I want like a diverse school.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't want to go to a PWI.
A PWI.
No, I don't want to go to a
white institution.
I don't want to go to a PWI, but I want to go to a diverse school.
Okay.
Sorry.
So what school you thinking about going to? I want to see if it's
Virginia separate. Commonwealth.
Virginia Commonwealth is very
school
diverse.
Medicine.
It's about
most,
the school too.
Actually, it's mostly black.
Yeah, like you can't Virginia be stuck there for a good minute not having good food.
Yes,
I know. Where? I like that school.
Any college that don't give
so
out
is that
good food.
Is that what you chose out of the five or the six that you had?
I don't know because I'm waiting for my acceptance letters back from Virginia Commonwealth LSU. Because
okay.
If I get LSU, then I'm probably gonna go there.
Yeah, LSU is a good school. How about you, Roby? What's motivating you towards a specific college? What do you look for first in the college?
Definitely an HBCU.
Mm-hmm.
Down south. I want to go down south so bad. Just
why the south? Why the south?
Because the south is so lit.
I don't know what that means. I'm just kidding.
Especially old as hell.
Tell our audience what that means. I know what it
the
means.
The South is just so
it's
like
just fun and
like the happy culture of down south. Like it's just so amazing. I can't wait to go.
I want to go to Mardi Gras.
Would you say the people down south are friendlier
so
than the
lit
people up north?
Yes. I mean, yeah, and especially if you go to Atlanta, it's like. Like Black Hollywood, like every mad Black business.
Oh yeah, we might see T.I.
They support everybody. Tiny. Like that's definitely want to do. But if I do have to stay close, I would go to Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
That's the closest HBCU. But I definitely want to go to North Carolina, yeah, Elizabeth City. Ex-wife. If anybody from there hear me, I want to go there. I need a scholarship.
Why you know somebody there or?
Yeah, my mom knows somebody that go there.
Okay.
North Carolina, Elizabeth City, North Carolina A&T.
Oh, they the thing
Norfolk University, Morgan State.
I heard they
Clark,
got it,
but I'm not Atlanta University.
Okay.
And it's a couple more. I just can't think. And a few New Jersey schools. They're not important.
They're not important to you?
I'm really not trying to stay in state.
So you're trying to get out of state? You're trying to get out of state too?
Yo, yeah. I'm really telling you, once I leave, I'm not coming back here. Back.
Right now, Georgia State is where I'm at. So.
Okay. How about you, Naya? I'm gonna come back to you.
I got accepted here.
How about you now?
I'm going where my man going, Rashid. If you hear me, Rashid going to Howard. Oh, yeah. That's DC.
What's motivating me? For college?
What's motivating you towards college?
That's his number one school.
Yeah, the only thing that's motivating me to college, I feel as though, is myself. Like right now, I have no ambition at the same time because I just feel like it's so much work and it's getting complicated. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I gotta push my own self because this is what I'm gonna do with my future.
Okay.
Rutgers. There's only a few colleges. There's only like 6 colleges in New Jersey that have the.
So you want to stay in New Jersey? Unlike
your
sister?
Yeah, I want to stay in New Jersey.
Okay, you want to be close to mom?
I gotta go. Somewhat, but it's just like my whole family thing. Like I want to be somewhat close to people I know.
You wouldn't miss Roby if she left?
Please, I'm gonna cry. Don't start this. Okay, I'm gonna be like crazy.
Okay, go ahead. So anyway, you want to stay here?
Yeah, I want to stay here because in-state tuition plus it's just. I don't know, like, some days when I have bad days, I just, like, crawl in my mom's bed, like, just so comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to miss that. Like, if I'm far, it's going to make me sick.
I'm
going
to have to crawl in the
couches
and the comments.
You
want to
play it safe, huh? Okay. But eventually, will you leave eventually?
Yeah, I definitely want to do abroad. Okay.
Oh, I definitely want to study abroad. That's, like, one of my number one things.
Meet my future husband.
Need to get away from me.
Yeah. Jonty, how about you? I really want to study abroad. That's Jonty. Like one of my number one things.
And I want to do a co-op program.
Oh, you got to put your headset on and everything? Yeah.
She can hear herself.
Okay.
I told you, it's the food.
The food for you?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
How do you know the food is good?
Well, first, this is what I'm going to do. Like, I've been to TCNJ so many times. Mm-hmm. The food all right.
Mm-hmm. You just went to test the food?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the food... nasty. I gotta go because I cannot stay there.
So college, if I went to Rutgers, they had some.
I've never heard anybody say college is about the food.
It is like I can't do nothing if I'm hungry. Like okay. The food nasty. I'm not gonna eat it. Like I can't.
And all people do is complain about the college.
I'm walking around angry because I'm hungry. Like it's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. I gotta go.
Okay, so. What college is going to cater towards what you want to do?
No, you know who food. Where we going?
No, besides the food, girl.
Oh,
not the food. Get off the food.
Top priority.
Get off the food. What college is going to cater to what you want right now?
Well, how's she supposed to know? You're not to talk about the food.
You taking a picture of me?
No.
Oh. All right, so Mr. Rock went to TCNJ, and he said they had a good business program. Everybody said that, so I was like, oh, they got a good business program, so why not go? And the classes are like small, so I might can get that help I need from my teacher because like I need that.
There you go. Okay, that's good. How about you,
my kid?
Blue hair.
Oh,
baby girl.
Blue oh, my party. Baby camera.
Wait, what about what?
What about you, college-wise? And what's motivating you to pick the college that you're going to?
I mean, the money.
Mm-hmm.
The money
that
career.
The money that you don't have or the money that you have?
Yeah. The money
that I don't have.
Well,
it's to motivate me to get a good job so I can have money, my own money. I won't be going to Pop-Out no more. Okay. Yeah.
And let me ask you a question, and it's funny that I said that. Among you ladies here, okay, how many of you feel that you don't really need to get let me put it this way, you don't really need a career if you have a good man to support.
No, you always
need a career.
Try it again.
My money.
One at a time.
He has
that
We're 17, 18.
We not meeting the lover. Even if we do meet the lover, like, you about to go through trial, tribulation, and all that.
No.
What he got to do with right now?
You always need a backup plan. That's
just in case you try to run off.
Because look, what if y'all like 50 and he meet this 20 baddie? Like, she 20, she bad. He leave you. What you gonna do? You was a housewife. Now what you gonna do? You stuck.
You got look. You gotta have your money packed up.
I wanna be a housewife though. They're born to raise kids or like take
talking
care.
To the mic. Mm-hmm.
Some people are like that. They're born to raise kids. Like that was their purpose in life, to raise kids or take care of kids. Take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. But like some people actually like working. Like it depends on who you are.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna force no man to tell me I can't work and live my life purpose because he wants to go out and work too. We can both work. Okay. We gonna make this work.
I just say you need a backup plan. Whether you stay home or not, just have a backup plan. You putting money to the side.
Your backup plan is educating yourself.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. Roby, I heard you say something. I heard you earlier. What'd you say?
Bless him.
You came out. You came out and said something.
Oh, I said we 17, 18 years old. Mm-hmm. We not about to meet even if we do meet the love of our life, it's going to be years, trials, tribulation. Mm-hmm. They got to get themselves together. Their moms don't raise these little boys, so they expect their girlfriend to raise them. Mm-hmm. And then...
Wow, I like that.
And then by the time he ready, you trying to get your life together, and then, no, mm-hmm. I need my career. Because okay. What I'm supposed to do, just... Like, I don't want a life you just sit and work all the time. Like, you need a career, too.
And then he might throw it in your face all the time. I'll pay all the bills. No.
Okay.
Babes, okay. No.
I heard what Naya said. Is it a bad thing to be a housewife?
Hold on.
Let me hear Kira. Go ahead.
It's a bad thing for me just how I, like, look at it. Like, I can never just rely on somebody. I don't like relying on people.
Back up. I'm missing something. What do you mean relying? What do you mean with relying
because
on people?
Because if you were a housewife and you're not out there making money or different things like that, so you're just like dependent on him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so say if he loses his job,
mm-hmm.
then what y'all gonna do?
Okay, so
y'all gonna be stuck.
I wanna get a picture of what you guys. Because sometimes I think people have a misconception of what a housewife. What does a housewife look like to you? What does she do? What's her job description?
For me, she's like the type of wife. She stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
She cook. Mm-hmm. She take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. She makes sure the house nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what they be doing on reality.
Does she write the bills? Does she take care of the finances?
No, that would be the job.
Him if he out there making the money.
Hmm.
It would have to be his.
I don't know. Look.
Go ahead.
When my mom was little, when my brothers and sisters was little, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. So I guess you could say a housewife. Because she wanted...
Yeah, she used the term stay-at-home mom. Because okay, like
she
that.
Wanted to be able there to raise her kids and her kids to know her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was a bad decision because my mom is really close with the older kids. So mm-hmm. I don't think... But, like, she still... My mom always been, like, independent, even with my dad or not.
Mm-hmm.
But because she always had her own. And whether or not she... Like, my mom went to trade school.
Mm-hmm.
She got that, but, like, she always had a different thinking, so it was never that she needed somebody. Mm-hmm. She was good with her out.
Okay.
I don't feel like being a stay-at-home mom or a housewife is a bad thing.
Okay.
When I get older, I want
to
do that.
It's not a bad thing.
You just have to have your own thing, too.
And then I get bored, so,
like... At least
like,
a backup plan, just in case anything
a little side
happens.
Job.
And I hear this backup plan. I mean, it's like...
Okay, like, say if y'all get into a bad argument, and, like,
let me hear.
He's going to be like, oh, you got to go get out, I'll pay the bills here.
Yeah,
because then what you
like,
going to do?
In
so
my
that's
name.
What you mean by backup.
Yeah, like, what you going to do?
Like, have a job. In mind, like have some money on the side or something just in case.
And then you know,
stash in the backyard in the garden.
I mean, Mr. Paul, you should know. Just in case you get in an argument, you gotta sleep on the couch or she kicks you out. You gotta go to a hotel or something.
After 36 years,
because I'm pretty sure your mother is not gonna want
to. I don't go to a hotel no more. I got my own little spot in the backyard. I'm good. I don't have to pay for the hotel.
That's a shame. You said to get a hotel.
Yeah,
I'm saying like you know somebody getting kicked out, you go to a hotel.
You ever had to go to a hotel?
No.
He had to sleep on the couch, though.
He had to sleep on the couch.
He had to sleep in the car.
Yes, you did.
Car, couch.
I'll never admit to that. Anyway, on the porch in the backyard. I've been good. Hey, 36 years. I'm still hanging strong. I'm still hanging strong.
That's a long time.
I'm going to get married in my 20s.
That's a long time?
I didn't know there was so much love.
Like, dang. Why you make it seem like it's painful?
I'm just saying.
Oh, being with you, it probably is painful.
No, it's not. It is not.
I can't be with the same person every day. Like,
see, that's why I'm going to let y'all meet my wife so y'all can hear from her how blessed she is to have me.
I can never picture myself married, though. I can always just picture me and my son.
Yeah, you told me that before. You're not, you really serious about not? You serious about not getting married? What did she say? What did she say?
I said she gonna have
one
father. Because
I always just said I want one son. I want one son. That's it.
One son.
One son.
One son.
She don't have five sons.
Is he gonna be Korean? Is he gonna be Korean?
No.
No.
He's gonna be black.
What? My two babies and then my three adopted Chinese baby and my husband. We're gonna be out.
Six kids.
That's five.
That's five.
Yeah. She said three and
she
three.
She said two, her two babies and her three adopted babies.
Oh, I heard
Chinese
three
babies.
And three.
They're all going to be girls.
See?
Yeah. Okay. You going to adopt for real?
Yes. Oh, Chinese
that's so
babies.
Sweet. Why Chinese? We got so many black babies around here. Why you got to go with Chinese?
I want to be a foster mom. When did you ever hear somebody like, oh, yeah, I adopted a Chinese baby? I always hear like,
I want to be a foster
baby,
mom.
A white baby. Like, why not, like...
What's that?
I want Korean kids.
They adopt the Asian babies in, like, the middle.
I want to be a foster mom, but what if they grow up and, like, want to curse me out because they can't find a real mom? And I'll be like... Mm.
That's how you got to help them through. Like,
Naya, do you want kids?
If it happens, it happens. But I want to
That's not what I asked you. Do you want kids?
Watch who you talking to, because I don't want to turn up on this air like that. But, your wife probably on here like, oh, she here.
I'm going to have her listen.
I really want to be a foster mom, too. I've been thinking about it. So, like, when I help people, kids, and, like, if it's ever a situation when the child has nowhere to live or the kids have to be separated, like, if I could, I would take them into my own house.
Okay.
That's
your
question.
So you don't want your own kids. You want
I would have
kids.
One. If I have to have one, I can have one.
If I have to have one.
Whatever happens, happens. But I don't think I want any children.
If your husband said, let's have a baby, you would have a baby. But
it's going to take some time.
It's going to take some time? You think about it? How about you, Roby? I want to hear what you got to say about that.
I want a basketball team.
No, I don't. I want four kids.
You want four kids?
Yes. I want,
that's a start.
I want a boy. I want a boy first, I swear. I
want
cry
do you want,
so bad.
Why do you want a boy first?
Because I want him to protect his little sisters and protect his little brothers. I want to raise a king first, and then he can teach him how to raise his queen.
Look at you. You're going to teach him how to take care of his sisters and stuff?
Yeah.
How to treat a woman? Okay. I like that.
I can't wait.
If I have a son,
I like that. How about you, Jonty?
What?
You want kids?
She said she wants the five basketball starting lineup.
Oh, that's right. You
did. And
I forgot about the Chinese baby. I'm sorry.
And my two dogs. Okay. My whole family right there.
Okay. Little Pedros, huh? How about you? Yeah, you.
My
Stop. Makia. No, Makia. I'll come back to you after you finish eating your Fruit Loops. what do you want?
I want a football team.
Say,
how many kids you want?
Probably like four or five.
Four or five?
Or three.
Everybody
really?
Want a big family.
Yeah.
Wow. I come from a big family. It's six of us.
I didn't expect you to say four or five or so. I didn't expect that.
If I get four, I want two sets.
I don't know, though, because then again, I can't take the pain, you know?
To adopt. I was just going to ask about adopting. Who's going to
After
who would
I
adopt?
Watched that movie, Orphan, I was never adopting.
Siani, would you adopt kids?
I don't want kids.
You don't want kids?
Not anymore.
Why not?
I just don't like people kids. Like,
no, they're gonna be your kids.
Your kids.
Yo, kids are so funny. Like,
oh yeah, when they used to be little, you used to tell them to curse or fight.
Oh yeah,
that would be so cute.
Yeah, your brothers?
Any baby.
Oh really?
My nieces, they be trying to speak Spanish. Oh my god, the funniest thing ever.
Why is that? What is that?
I don't know why they be like co-do-do-do-do. They just be talking.
How old are they?
They five.
Five.
That's I don't funny. Like babies,
five
but
is
I like
best
toddlers.
Age. Five is the best age because they like independent. They could do stuff. Like they'll tell you what you want. Like, the attitudes.
Would you say you don't like toddlers?
I don't like babies because they're boring, but I like toddlers.
What the heck?
Babies don't do nothing. You got to take care of them. They freeloaders for real.
Wow. I'm gonna ask your mama what she thought about you.
I don't care what she thought. So
they are freeloaders.
They really are. Like,
I've never heard anybody call baby a freeloader.
I call baby freeloaders all the time. I cannot. Okay. But I like toddlers.
Yeah, you know what? Useful. You know what? I'm a young man. I am not marrying you. Calling my baby a freeloader.
I surely will.
How about you, Ayana?
You and your daddy are freeloaders.
don't get vulgar.
Yes, this is on air.
That's okay. It's me.
So what you want
to
do?
I want to marry a Korean and have 3 Korean babies. They are so freaking cute.
Oh. Actually, they're going to be black, white, and Korean.
Damn. No, and Mexican. Too. My kids, they going to be bad. What you doing?
Oh, you
got
done?
No. Or, you never know. I could find someone else, too, but...
You just want your Korean babies?
Yeah, I want my Korean babies.
Why Korean?
You know how many kids die over there because...
No, I'm actually... I want to hear why she's...
You see how they look?
You got problems, you know that, right?
You do, too.
Yeah, I do, I know. What were you about to say?
You know that you ever heard... In China, they kill the
girls.
If you have 2 girls, they kill one. But if you have a boy and a girl, they like twins. They gonna pick the girl to get killed or something. Like, why just not put on my for adoption? And they be like, the boy keep the name and the family or whatever. And
but that's the way it is here.
It's too many people.
What?
That's the way it is in culture. But
we don't kill each other.
Oh no, I'm talking about as far as keeping the family name. Why did you bring that up?
That's why they keep the boy, cause they keep.
Oh, so he could go find a wife and take care
and keep the name.
But now they got a shortage of women.
Is that true? But
you heard what she said though.
What did she say?
It's true. They have a shortage of women now.
Guess what? Her brother.
You know they used to.
For every woman
is like 10, 15 guys.
Y'all know they used to like tie their feet and like make them like balls, cause like back in the olden days it made. Women attract men, and like the smaller your feet was, God. The more men that would be attracted to them.
What culture is this you were talking
Chinese.
About?
Chinese.
Really?
Oh, did y'all hear up on that. The foot binding?
You
never heard of that?
No, I never heard of that.
In Africa, they used to sew the girls' vaginas so they wouldn't cheat on their husband or something like that. Lord.
No.
Naira woke up when you said that.
No, I was never saying. But when they was having the war and it was a lot of women being brutally raped, like gang raped and all that. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it was a device, a condom made for women, and it actually like... It, when you stick the penis into the vagina forcefully, it tightened up. Mm-hmm. So he'll start bleeding.
Okay.
So they probably did that because of that, but it wasn't because of the male and stuff like that. Because male and female attraction, like your wife and your husband, you have intercourse.
I'm talking about when it was what's that called? When you sell the women.
Human trafficking.
Yeah, human trafficking. Yeah. So like women started having.
So when you're talking, you're on here too.
Yeah. So women had like female condoms to like. Okay. For things like that, when they was getting raped so much, like it's women out here being raped so much, gang raped and things like that.
In a lot of cultures, it still happen out, and like in the Western cultures, they like the women gotta do a rite of passage just like men do.
Okay,
like, they get cut down there.
Wow, you guys are educating me. Some of the stuff I did not.
You don't
know
this? It's just like wow.
I know some of this stuff.
It's porn.
Oh my God. Can we get-
so. So where do we go from here?
I'm looking for Mr. Paul Facebook now.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah. You're
like the third person that said that.
What? Where do we go from here? What does that mean to you? Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
What do we do next, right?
Yeah.
Siani.
Oh.
Do we even do go to the split yet? We didn't even have the break.
No, we're going straight through. I want to talk about the kind of doctor you were going to, because I was going to come back.
I
wanted to know what kind of doctor you were going to be.
I want to be a surgeon.
Okay, but is it a heart surgeon?
Cardiovascular or a neurosurgeon or a plastic surgeon, because I want to make a lot of money.
Okay.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
So do you realize the only certain... Siani, do you realize there are only certain schools in this country that... educate cardiovascular surgeon.
All right, but that's not my number one choice, so I don't care.
No. Do you realize they're not that?
I just wanted to be Christina Yang. Okay. I might have to be Derek Shepherd. It don't matter.
You throw names out at me. I have no clue.
Like
who Derek
you never
is.
Seen Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, I've seen Grey's Anatomy.
Those are the doctors.
Oh, okay. I used to watch it with my daughter. It's been a while. It's been years.
Christina was the cardio surgeon. Derek was the neurosurgeon, but Derek did. Christina went to Switzerland.
Okay. Speaking of Switzerland, okay, you guys were talking about going to...
Thailand,
okay. Let me ask Kira, can I ask you something? Why? Because I'm serious, I looked it up. Why do you want to go to Thailand?
We heard it was cheap.
Because I like... No, that's not why.
I like Thailand. I like how it looks. It's so grassy and rainforesty looking like. Mm-hmm. But I could be getting it too mixed up, Thailand and Indonesia. I could be looking.
You're probably getting it too mixed up.
I could get too mixed up. Mm-hmm. But I want to visit both countries.
Okay. Thailand and Indonesia?
It's not 3 o'clock. It's only 2:05.
Yeah, Thailand and Indonesia. But I want to go visit a lot of countries. I want to go to Thailand. I want to go to Indonesia. I want to go to Bora Bora. I want to go to... Where else? I wanted to go.
I'm about to go.
I want to go to a bunch of countries. I want to go to Brazil.
I don't like y'all.
I'll be right back.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Kira.
Turn y'all mics. Y'all bad loud.
They're taking pictures of me. That's
I want to. They're not taking pictures of you. I want to go to Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Brazil. I want to go to Thailand. I want to go to Indonesia. I want to go to. So I just want to go everywhere.
But those countries you're talking about, you know, those like exotic,
yeah,
countries, right? Like hot,
yeah,
exotic. Kind
yeah,
of
that's fine.
Okay.
Oh. Right. Oh. Oh my god! And I want to go to India during the Diwali festival.
I don't
oh
go
my
to India.
Gosh, it's so.
Whoa! What's so exciting about the Diwali?
It's the festival of colors. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, when they throw the colors?
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You wear all white and throw colors at each other.
Yes.
Like,
I just want to go
when
there.
You say throw colors, you're talking about paint.
It's like yeah. You know that dry
all
paint.
The powder,
oh, I've
that
seen
powder
that.
Paint.
I've seen that. Okay. Okay. Is that what this is called?
Oh, yes.
See, you guys are.
They have one in PA. It's called.
You guys
color
are educating
run.
Me today.
Yeah, my grandma
like
went
that.
With my brother. But I had to work.
Okay.
It's so beautiful. Like, I just want to go there.
Okay.
I just want to go everywhere.
I got a list. I'm going to bring my list. Mr. Paul going to put it
in
my plane.
And then I
want to
go.
What's your list?
I'm going to bring it. All my places I want
to
travel.
And then I want to go to India mostly because I like elephants. Elephants is my favorite animal. Like, I
they
love animals.
The elephant.
But mm-hmm. I like elephants a lot.
They got elephants.
Why you like elephants so much?
They she wants
so,
a baby one.
They're just so
her.
Big and peaceful. It's just like, they just bring so much joy. Especially when I look at elephants, they just make me smile.
Okay. Did y'all see the live action Lion King? I almost cried. The lion was so cute.
We gotta see Mufasa die in real life, yo. I can't.
Oh my god.
Would you go see it?
No, that's gonna have J. Cole in it.
It
yo. That's
yet.
Super lit.
If they show, they finally released the trailer. And the lion was just so cute.
Mufasa's gonna die.
Because
in
y'all
the
talking
3D.
About the Lion King. How did we like, transition to the Lion King?
I've actually never seen The Lion King, but
what?
What are you disappointed about?
I'll show you later.
Are you? Hey, let me ask you a question. You're talking to you. Are you gonna play basketball in college?
Oh, you know you're going to have to go hard, girl.
You want to?
Go hard.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you play
no,
intramural sports.
Do you
want to
play basketball?
I want
to.
I really do.
She got to get recruited. Or you going to be a walk-on, but not a lot of colleges do that.
No, she could do intramurals.
Like, she wants to play.
Like, I want to play. I want to get in there.
You don't got to do
competition, I mean, you can walk. You can walk on as a college. I mean, you could just try out and walk on.
Try out and get on the team.
If you don't get a scholarship. No, I was just asking because you like basketball so much. I was just
it's
wondering if you're going to pay for a college, you know, yeah. and get some money. You may as well.
If you hear me out there, I would like to play for you guys.
To be honest, if you hear us.
But you know what, Jonty? Jonty,
what?
I heard you ain't got no game.
I heard that about you. Your wife told me, but. Ani,
bam. Clap back in 2018.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about that.
You sick now.
I asked for it, though. I asked for it. Okay.
I need to go to Quick Check, get some milk.
Naya.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
Naya.
Yes, sir.
When you get to college.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the first thing you're going to do when you get to college?
I'm asleep. Look, I'm get that bed
like
right.
Nah, I'm gonna figure out how to get
like,
to
I need to see how to I'm fit in a little bit.
When I first get
smoke
to college,
what she say?
I'm gonna kick you out. What's the first thing you gonna do?
Sorry, viewers, part her language because I do not do that. Oh, we're talking about you. Talk about me.
Anyway.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, I'm talking about colleges on here.
Go ahead.
They listening.
Yes. Like, how rude.
What's the first thing you gonna do?
How rude.
I'm gonna, like, I think I'm gonna go around, like, go to the common room and, like, get to meet new people because I'm gonna be really scared out of my mind because I'm not gonna be with my sister and I'm gonna, like, really try to know my roommate and try to build a bond with her or something like that because
cool.
Mm-hmm. I hope she's really cool because I'm not the type of girl that's, like, just crazy and wild.
And she doesn't tolerate the rudeness.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good right now, but, like, I just want somebody that's peaceful and we can have, like, the same mindset. Like,
okay.
I wanna come to my room for peace. I don't come to my room for.
all that, just
all that craziness.
Yeah, so, I don't need nobody.
So I want to actually get to meet people. Like, that's the biggest thing, because Nairobi's the shy twin, so I have to act like the outgoing one. And sometimes I am shy, so especially when I'm not with my twin sister, and that's going to be, like, really sickening to me. I feel like I'm going to throw up not being around Nairobi, like...
That's that twin.
Okay. Like, I really feel like I'm gonna throw up not being around her, and that just scares me like really bad.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good answer.
I'll probably
that.
Just walk around, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to meet people, but then I like staying in my room, so I probably mostly for the first night I'll go to sleep and stay in my room.
About to cry.
So you wouldn't get to know your.
I would eventually like because I'm gonna have to because I'm like I don't have any sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
I never know where anything at.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't have any sense of direction. I don't know where anything at. So I'm going to have to meet somebody that like has my major or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I could ask them where these classes at because I'm going to get real lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've been in school for like 2 months and I still don't know all my classes. I ask one person every single day.
That is sad. See, look at
how about you, Jonty? What's the first thing you do when you get to college? Don't say food. Don't say fine
I'm
food.
Not, but I need some milk right now.
I drink, got milk in it.
Nah. The first thing I would do, I really don't know.
Chelsea.
Like,
cry. She's gonna cry.
Go to my room.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna
get
cry.
Myself together.
Mm-hmm.
Go to class.
You're gonna
go back to my room.
So you're not gonna make any friends?
No.
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 You're not Why gonna, does she
you're
need
not
friends?
Gonna, you're not gonna survive college if you don't make any friends.
I'll probably go sign up for stuff.
I don't need no friends.
Your friends ain't telling you stuff? Not to make this Facebook
I wanna
page.
Do intramural sports. Like I want if they have a question, I wanna do intramurals equestrian. I'll do intramurals volleyball. I'll do intramurals. I just wanna do a bunch of intramural sports so I can meet new people.
What and you guys gonna join a sorority?
No.
Yeah, kinda. I don't know. Cause I don't wanna get like I don't wanna have to do nothing crazy, so
mm-hmm. Is that what you associate?
And I can't. I don't got no rhythm, Paulie. So I can't just be out there doing the clap and the stomp. I can't do that. I got no rhythm.
What you need to know? You need to know how to do that to get into
some
sorority?
Of them.
Really?
You gotta know how to sing.
She can't dance.
Yeah, I can't dance. I can't sing. I ain't got no rhythm. I'm probably tone deaf. I ain't got none of that, Paulie.
So they give you the boot.
So
huh?
I have to go to the white ones.
Greek life. How about you, Siani? You gonna join a sorority? No? Why not?
That's too much commitment. I don't even like people like that, so they can have that.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta move in the building.
Yeah.
And live
no, not like sometimes. You, no, you do have to move in the building.
See, I don't wanna do all that.
Because they wanna keep an eye on you. They wanna control you.
Hey, sister.
Yeah,
I can't have nobody.
They think they can use all your stuff.
What would be the first thing you do when you get to college?
Unpack, try to make some friends. What if I see a familiar face? That'd be crazy. I would run away.
You know, my cousin supposed to go to college together.
Like
so
all them STEM kids, all it's like
Who
STEM
dying?
Kids, all whole bunch of STEM kids at Roma, whole bunch of STEM kids at Shaw, whole bunch of STEM kids at Virginia State.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's how some of us gonna be. I'm run away.
I'm gonna be FaceTiming my mom all the time, mm-hmm. even though I'm like her,
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna probably go try to make friends.
I'm probably FaceTime Siani. She's not gonna answer, but
I'm not.
Because
I saw you call me and I just stared at it.
Yeah, that's
all
you
mean. Girl, we don't want nothing from you anyway. Me and Ormelin gonna get our own gifts for each other.
Y'all ain't respond, so y'all ain't getting nothing.
We don't want nothing from you, though.
Listen to this. This is the scenario I'm painting for you guys. You guys go to college, right? Okay. Now picture how you guys act here when teachers ask you to do something and blase, blase, ask you to get an assignment in. Okay, you go to college, all right? Your professor stands up, throws out a bunch of instructions. And walks out.
I'm really
first of all, I suppose I don't have enough clothes for college, so maybe I can't go.
You don't have enough clothes.
I'm gonna need to get like.
See, I got
I mean, all the clothes we got is STEM clothes. Like
15 pairs of pajama pants, a couple more pairs of jeans, a whole bunch of
my
hoodies,
pajama
t-shirts.
Clothes.
No, let me come back to my question.
Wow. Right?
What are you gonna do when you're sitting in class? Your professor walks in, and.
It's my choice to do it or not. Like, it's my, like, at the point, we're grown, so if we don't do it, it's just a bad grade for us. If you're going to do it, you do it.
Okay.
I do my work, so.
Okay.
That's how it is at high school, though. Like, your teacher tell you to do something, you either do it or you don't.
But the only difference is, in college,
they don't give you, like, don't give you second chances. So.
Not only that, but what else is happening in college?
You're just losing money, I don't know. Yeah.
You're losing money. It's your money. That's why I stopped college. But my first year, I went to college. It was like I was wasting money because I wasn't in school. I was out partying. I was like, what am I doing
here? Are you
here?
Sure you don't seem like the type?
No,
you?
I was the type. Trust me.
Yeah.
He's old now.
Yeah. That's strike two.
don't care. You was that, on hold up, hold up.
But I mean, Facebook is what are you gonna do? What would you do? Are you gonna do what you're supposed to do? Or are you gonna,
I don't know, because I don't really do my work now. I'm like, I do everything late, so I'm a really big procrastinator. So
that's my thing too. But I really gotta get my.
The thing is, I'm trying to get you guys to see is when you get to college, okay, the professor, all right, all he gets paid for, he'll stand in front of you, he'll give you a lecture. Okay, it's up to you whether or not you take. He's not going to say take out your pens and pencils, and he's not going to all he's paid to do is give you the material. Okay, he gives you the material, and then he gives you the assignment. He could care less whether or not you do it or not.
See, everybody make college seem like it's so bad, like they don't care to stand the third. But I feel like when I get there, it's going to be perfectly fine. So.
No, it's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying if you're going to college, you have to be self-motivated. That's the point I'm trying to make. You have to be self-motivated, because if you're not self-motivated, because who is it told me you're not motivated to do certain, like write something right now.
Okay? I'm going to need my roommate to tell me.
It was Roby.
Okay. And I'm very forgetful, so I'm going to definitely need somebody to tell myself.
Okay. All right. Well, just be ready.
Okay? I may make life. A friend in class. Uh-huh. I'ma just see whoever paying attention. I'm like, oh, that's about to be my friend. That's about to be my friend.
I'm gonna be friends with the smart kids.
Smart kids. So friends.
I can just blast. I'm gonna get a tape recorder, a camera. I'm gonna record class.
Yeah, I'm gonna need an iPad.
I'm gonna be my professor, best friend. I said I need help. Teacher's best. I'm like, I don't understand this.
don't get played though. You hear me?
We should interview Dr. Berger. He went to Yale. He went to Princeton. He's super smart.
Who's that?
Dr. Berger.
Really? Dr. Berger? Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Get it, bro.
He just walked past.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna get him on the radio show. Are we signing up? All right. Well, hey,
STEM
it's been fun.
Is over. You guys, hopefully, we get full rides because we don't have
thank
no money.
Thank you very much. Join us
college.
Next week when we'll be talking about.
Whatever. We don't know.
This is our last show, so y'all can
thank
have
you
this.
Guys.
Please okay, follow my brother some... at print, the Print God Instagram.
Oh, now you get lively. The show's over and you get lively.
I am
now.
So tired.
I see that. I can tell.
I am so tired.
Thank you, guys. Fuck.